Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you? Good girl, did you? I got the juice, baby. 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 Honey, cut the check, baby. You heard them vocals? I said, you heard it, huh? Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Hey. Happy Friday. Hey. Happy Friday. Hey. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I am just so happy. Goodness, and I've been slapped left and right all week for the past few weeks with a whole bunch of stuff. Somebody took all the money out of my account. I had to deal with that. You know, I had to stop talking to the guy that I all loved and stuff, you know, thinking we going to build a future. Found out he was playing me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're going to talk about that later. Not really. We ain't going to get in my personal business, but we is going to talk about situations as such that I was dealing with, you know. See, one thing about Juicy Renee ain't going to keep it real from the time to the box, to the root, to the rider. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I just said, but hey, rock with it. You know what I meant. You got to keep it real. Huh? Huh? Now, y'all know I like to start off with on a positive note. And I've been reading I Declare by Joel Osteen. 31 Promises to Speak Over Your Life. And today we're on day 17, which means this is, this is episode 17, I believe, too. This is my 17th show, I think. I think I might have missed a week. Anyway, day 17. I declare I will put actions behind my faith. I will not be passive or indifferent. I will demonstrate my faith by taking bold steps to move toward what God has put in my heart. My faith will not be hidden. It will be seen. I know when God sees my faith, He will show up and do amazing things. This is my declaration. Wow. You know, you're closest to your victory when you face your greatest opposition. Seriously, when you're going through a lot, you know, and everything seems to come at you and nothing seems to be going right, that means there's a really big blessing coming your way. And what you need to do is dance in the storm and, you know, keep your faith and praise God while you're in the hallway. You know, you might not be where you want to be. You might not know where you're going. You know, you might feel like you're going to freak out or, you know, break down. Sometimes you do got to cry. Ain't nothing wrong with crying. I notice that when I cry, when I'm done, I feel better. You know, I just hate to cry, especially in front of people. Mm-mm. So, you know, God is looking for people who have faith He can see, not just faith He can hear, not just a faith that believes, but also a faith that is visible. A faith that is demonstrated. It's one thing to pray. It's one thing to believe. But if you really want to get God's attention, put actions behind what you believe in. You know, God blesses your work. Don't get it twisted. Like, He's waiting and watching to see what you're going to do. He wants to see what your behavior is going to be like. Are you going to be humble while you're going through the storm or not? Huh? You know, you got to think about things like that when you're going through. You know, I understand because I go through the struggle on a daily basis. Trust me, it gets real in the Ville. Shout out to all the people that live in the Ville with me. You know, it's that hard knock life. You know what I'm saying? I'll be back. I'm feeling a little love thing, so I'm going to take Anna J. I'd rather go bar, because I'd rather go blind, baby.
Something told it was over when I saw you and her talking. Something deep down in my soul said, cry, girl.
heart you leave me, babe. Most of all, I just don't want to be free, no.
I'm telling you something,
Evergreen
is the
same,
honey. You turn it
down. Feel the tears that was on my face, yeah.
Broken Vision by, I don't know if he pronounces it Horatio or Horatio. His last name is Jones. Shout out to you, Mr. Horatio or Horatio Jones. You are one magnificent man. Because I'm going to tell you, I've never read a book that made me holler out loud, clutch my chest, cry. Like, it brought me to tears. I'm serious, because it smacks you in the face and it gives women an insight on men and their minds, because we really don't get it. Okay? Shout out to all the women out there that do get it. You know, if you get it, hey, props to you, Shorty, honey. But Shorty right here, I don't know. I need a little help. Feel me? I know a lot of y'all feel me, so whatever. Horatio, I hope you hear this show. I don't know if you will or not, but I'm going to read some parts of your book, because I want to get to certain things, you know. So I really want to read this entire book. I'm going to just read certain sections. And I'm going to start off with, what is a situationship? What is a situationship? Some of us want to have boundaries or restrictions, a.k.a. a commitment, in place before we take a big leap into a relationship. However, confusion arises when one of the two people involved does not want the commitment and only wants the benefits of a relationship. Most people think that the confusion and uncertainty in this generation's form of dating is a complete two-way street. I'm sorry, it is usually not. In most cases, they already know what they want. In their minds, they've had made it clear that they do not want a relationship. But we go along with it, and our compliance indicates that we are okay with it. However, they are cool with doing relationship-like things because in their minds, they already made it clear. We, however, are left confused, hoping for more by one, continuing to offer more attention, hoping it would change their mind. Two, pretending to be perfectly okay with just being friends with benefits. Three, overly expressing our willingness to wait until the other person is ready. Number four, falling for their potential. Number five, trying to convince others that they are perfect together. Number six, trying to force ourselves to love this person and manipulate them into falling in love. Number seven, can you do that? Can you manipulate? Oh, I guess you can. Number seven, and having sex with them. And in quotation, it says, miraculous sex is often what keeps the perplexing nature of a situationship going. Yes, 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 yes. Let me repeat that. Miraculous sex.
honey. I know about miraculous, baby. Huh? I said I know about it. Miraculous sex is often what keeps the perplexing nature of a situationship going. Besides being the sporadic cure for loneliness, sex is the key facilitator of this dysfunctional style of dating. Amen. Okay? Amen. Bear with me as I break this all the way down. A situationship is an entertaining but complicated in-between phase of being more than friends with benefits. I'll repeat it. A situationship is an entertaining but complicated in-between phase of being more than friends with benefits. It is an arrangement that deems you to be less than official relationship partners without a label, where two people haven't committed anything official for various reasons. These people are confused on what they really have with each other. Wow. So is your face singing? Because, man, my face, man, he slapped me in the face. I'll be back. When I come back, I'm going to talk more about broken. I'm going to read more from Broken Vision by Horatio Jones. Y'all the whole time. I always do that. I am such a dork. All right, guys, back to Broken Vision. We are halfway through the show already. Only have 15 minutes left. I wonder if you guys are enjoying this thus far. I hope that you are. If you guys want to call in and add or, you know, discuss this with me or, you know, whatever, want to just say what up, call me at 323-792-2900. I am around. Okay, now back to situationships. We're reading Broken Vision by Horatio Jones, and I am talking about situationships. Situationships, having sex, thinking that it is official when it is unofficial, having a bond without a title, having a title without a bond, not being ready for a relationship, ready to act like it is a relationship, messing around with someone for months or years who can only see you in their future, but keep giving excuses for why they won't settle down with you. Not committed situations. This includes you and your ex, who you still mess around with when you are broken up. The interesting thing is that more often than not, it never turns into an official relationship. Why? We allow people to treat us like they own us without giving us a title or commitment. We allow them to get used to that arrangement. As a result, they see no point in leveling up to an official relationship. Did y'all hear that? He said, we allow people to treat us like they own us without giving us a title or commitment. We allow them to get used to that arrangement. As a result, they see no point in leveling up to an official relationship. Wow. Wow. Whew. The next section is titled, We Are Not Together. It reads as follows. Situationships have all of the benefits of a relationship without the label or commitment. Why should they want the commitment if we are already giving them everything that a commitment represents? They're able to get whatever they want, and when it comes time to give to us, they use the we are not together excuse. What we do not understand is that our actions are of an official relationship partner, but our commitment and label is not official. We have stopped wanting our relationships to stand publicly because we still want to appear single while keeping our options open, and because some of us hate the embarrassment that follows public labeled breakup. However, people who really want a future together would be willing to tell anyone, look, this is my woman or my man. Look, someone that really wants you will give you that label or confirmation of your relationship status. I stopped settling for the we do not need a label because it complicates things. Yeah, of course it is complicated as hell. Now that your side pieces know about your relationship, it is complicated because you are still entertaining other people. That label is a way of letting everyone know that you are proud of being with someone and that you have long-term plans with them. The label actions and discussion goes hand in hand. The label actions and discussion goes hand in hand to stop the bond from being complicated. When everyone knows your relationship status, your secret life becomes complicated. Wow. Whoa. So I'm wondering how many people are in situationships right now and don't even know it or think it's okay. If you're listening, call me. I would love to talk to you guys. Wow. I'm living so hot. I'll be right back, and we're gonna get more into situationships and pseudo relationships next.
We got a lot of time to hang, we do, but you do whatever time to say. How to take us to my hideaway, by the lake, and you can hide on me, but I still see her by the way. Undo, where I hustle, that's a body, yeah. I did, but I still gotta find a way to convince her to stick around, and she'll get high on me. I talk to my future bride this way. I do.
Anyway, y'all, I am back. I got to get back into the situation because that was Killer Ben. So shout out to Killer Ben. That's my boy, yo, and the whole Cut the Check movement. What up, though? Yes, I like Killer Ben. He is very talented. He's a very nice young man doing really great things for himself. All right, guys. Make sure you check Killer Ben out, yo. Hit him up on Facebook. I think that's his Facebook. Ben Tisdale is his Facebook name, I believe. You'll see Killer Ben in parentheses. All right, guys. Back to Broken Vision by Horatio Jones. I got to know how to pronounce your name, honey. I really need to know. Okay? I got to get that all the way correct because I don't want to offend you. You are obviously a brilliant, brilliant man. All right. Now we're going to get into pseudo-relationships. It says, situationships are superficial. They seem to be laid-back substitutions for relationships because you get the relationship benefit, but you also get to maintain your singleness. Believing that you get the best of both worlds is exactly why situationships get complicated. Yes, it is. Because the person on the other side that's acting like y'all in a relationship, and this is me talking, by the way. I ain't reading the book. The other person, which is most likely the woman, you know, she's getting hurt because she's catching feelings. You're doing everything like y'all in a relationship. She's probably thinking that you're going to make it official soon. She doesn't want to act pushy, you know, or push you away. You know, she might have mentioned it already lightly in conversation, like, where are we going? You probably threw that going with the flow BS out. You know, ain't nobody trying to buy that. Nah, I ain't got enough pennies for that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, you got to cut that out. Like, men, chill with that. Just tell us what it is from the jump, for real. Anyway, it also says, it is confusing for some people when one minute you claim that you do not want a relationship, and the next minute you act like you are in a full-blown relationship. Yes, cut it out. You spend time, have sex, meet friends and family. Yeah. And you do not want each other to talk to other people. You put all of that time and effort in for what? Just to say you're not in a relationship, then turn around acting single as hell all over again? On top of that, you do not call people out on fake shit. You go along with pretending that it's real. Wow. Because you do not want to lose the pseudo relationship. Thus, you fake it until you make it, I guess. Wow. Whew. Honey, placeholder. How long are you going to take a relationship with someone before you realize that you are not going to get the relationship you want? Years? From a man's perspective, you are a placeholder, a temporary convenience while we chill until the woman we really want comes along. You say that we are not ready for a relationship, but really, we are not ready for a relationship with you. This is difficult to explain because we truly believe that we do not want anyone. Suddenly, we change our decisions about relationships when the one comes along. While it is a shock to us, it is also a shock to the placeholder women, unfortunately. This may hurt. The one rarely has to try to be the one. She just is. And I know it does not make any sense to you, because that other woman may not come close to you in comparison with most desired qualities in women. Nevertheless, you just do not have that spark that she does. You have to try to spark things up. She just exists, and we automatically feel something for her. This does not mean you are less of a woman. It just means that we do not feel the same spark with you as we do with the other woman. The one we want is usually not the one who throws all of her best assets at us. She is usually the one we cannot get those assets from without a real commitment. Not only that, there is something about her that we can never explain, which hurts you. I said the one we want instead of the one we end up with, because we sometimes settle for less.
Wow.
Regardless, having sex with you and practicing a relationship with you is only temporary. We are not timeless. We are just chilling and going with the flow. We are not aware of the one. We just know that you are not her.
you're holding her place, and all of a sudden, she comes out of nowhere. That is when we ditch the placeholder who was playing the girlfriend role, cooking, cleaning, providing snacks, loyalty, and et cetera. He said providing snacks, y'all. Oh, y'all be providing snacks? Oh, man. I do not know what I want. Problem is that we are still messing around with someone who, I'm sorry, that's the title of the next segment. I do not know what I want. The problem is that we are still messing around with someone who claims that they do not know what they want, but at the same time, they know that they do not want, The problem is that we are still messing around with someone who claims that they do not know what they want. I don't have my glasses, I'm sorry. But at the same time, they know what they do not want for sure, a relationship with us. They know what they want. However, it is difficult to explain and express it in words. Even their actions may confuse us. Let's not even sugarcoat it. If we have dated or have been sexting someone for months or years and they haven't tried to make it official, they know what's going on. They definitely know what's going on. You know what's going on. You know you're trying to play me. Don't be acting like tomorrow I'm going with the flow. We're not taking it slow anymore.
If we were the one they wanted, they would not be so hesitant to put a claim on it. And that is so true. Don't sell yourself short. I'm going to stop there. I thank you guys so much for listening. You know, I really had a hard week.
I recently became a saleswoman at A1 Toyota on 50 Amity Road in Woodbridge, Connecticut. Come check me out. My name's Sabrina Renee. You know, you guys know me as Juicy Renee, but you know my government is Sabrina Renee. Come check me out. You know, I'd rather you wait about 2 weeks before you come see me, or even a month, you know. You know, because if I bring you in and sell it to you, I may not get credit for it. I'm not sure. No, come on and see me, guys. Anyway, God is good. He's been blessing me. He's definitely been blessing you. If you're still here today, that means you still have a purpose. He still has a reason for you to be here. You still have a job to do. Make sure you reach out and give and love on someone. Seriously, when you see someone in need, help them out. Smile at someone. You know, give someone a helping hand. Do something nice for someone randomly, a stranger. You know, I love you guys so very much, and I appreciate all your support and all of you who listen. On to goodness above, I really appreciate you guys. God is so good. Try your best to keep him first. You know, we all fall short. You know, it's a daily struggle, but hey, just do your best. That's what you see. Just feed your heart. I love you guys so very much. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you next Friday.